Welcome to the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast, a podcast for ambitious people in the pursuit to hit new and extraordinary levels in life. A space where we learn to break negative addictions and negative patterns as we pursue healthier habits and healthy doses of dopamine while living a more purposeful life. We are here to uncover practical strategies, expert insights, and inspiring stories that will empower you to pursue your dreams and make them a reality. We are talking all things from business, marketing, leadership, investments, health, and relationships. So you'll want to grab your coffee and get comfortable as we push ourselves to grow by being uncomfortable. This is the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast. Welcome to episode 3, my friends. My name is Kristen Slonicki, and we are taking off any and all masks today. We are dropping our egos and we are rewarding ourselves with absolute clarity on our personal whys, our direction, and our purpose. You may be thinking to yourself, yes, Kristen, of course I know my why. That is the first thing everyone, anyone tells you to do when you first start a business or when you first start an opportunity. If you've experienced any type of leadership, chances are you've heard of the concept of know your why. But my goal here today is to help you dig deeper. However, what most books that tell us to figure out our whys and what most online gurus fail to mention is that our whys go much deeper beyond the surface, which is where 99% of people start, including myself, when it comes to being asked what their why is. We usually will start with a very surface answer that is tied to someone else, my husband, my wife, my kids, I gotta do this because of them. And also we will tie it to some type of monetary value. And I'm here to tell you, hear me out, that when you tie your why to other people or to a number, then it is not going to be enough to push you through your hardest, darkest, most self-sabotaging days. Your why has to be deeply tied to self. It has to inspire you to keep going, to keep growing, even on the hardest days. And the surface why, it can be useful. I don't need to get me wrong. It absolutely can be useful, especially if you got rent you got to pay, a roof to put over your head, food to put on the table. 100%, that is going to be useful. It's going to get you through the motions, but it will likely only serve you to an extent, not getting you to a place where you have unlocked your fullest potential. There is extreme value in digging deeper in your why, and that's what I want to do today, is having extreme clarity on your true purpose and what drives you and what you are doing. When your why is extremely clear, you will begin to move differently because you will know that your why is much bigger and your purpose is much bigger than you. So it will be a lot easier to remove yourself and detach yourself from the emotions and the ebbs and flows that business and life and opportunities can put us through, because you will know that tying yourself in the emotions as you walk your path is not aligned with where you are going. Where you are heading is much bigger than the emotions that you will encounter where you are right now, which is why it creates ease and certainty in continuing to keep going with unstoppable intention when you know that purpose that is so much bigger and beyond you. So in episode 1, we learned what stops us. In episode 2, we learned what makes us. And in episode 3, we are going to learn what drives us. We must have an understanding of our whys before we can move into our house. We live in a society that is so focused on teaching us how to do things that we are missing the biggest steps if we don't first dig into the why we might not be doing the hows that we already have learned. this isn't going to be a podcast that is just going to enable you to consume, and for you to not apply. We are first giving you the tools that you know exactly what to apply. And if you aren't doing it, you know why you're not doing it. So we know our whys before we learn our hows. And although knowing your whys leads to deeper fulfillment and contributes to guiding you to overall success, it isn't just about you. Knowing your why also plays a significant role in how you show up in your leadership or in your relationships. Thinking about this, we're going to think about this not only from a self-improvement perspective, but also from a leadership perspective. But here are 10 ways that understanding your purpose, your why, can absolutely change the game. Number one, it provides clarity of purpose in life or work. It helps you understand the deeper reason behind your actions and your decisions, giving your life a sense of direction and meaning. Number two, it provides motivation and passion. When you are connected to your purpose that aligns with your values and your beliefs, you are more likely to be enthusiastic, to be driven, and to be resilient in the face of challenges. Number three, it is your guidance for decisions. Your why becomes the guiding factor in your decision-making, helping you prioritize your goals and making choices that are in alignment with your values, ensuring that your actions are purposeful and intentional. When your why is clear, you can ask yourself, does this align with where I'm going? Something that I heard back in 2018 when I was first really diving deep into the world of personal development, a good friend of mine, Don Gomez, we'll have him on the show. He said, if it isn't moving you closer to your goals, don't do it. And back then, I remember at the time, I had to drive about an hour to the area that I worked when I would be listening to these podcasts for this reality TV show, The Bachelorette, and I would just listen to them gossip about what happened on the most recent episode. Every time I was driving, I was listening to Bachelor podcasts. And although it was fun, it doesn't align and get move me closer to where I was going. And from the moment I heard that, it completely changed my life because I would ask myself when I would turn on the TV, when someone would ask me if I wanted to go out, when I would choose what podcast I was listening to, I would ask myself, does this move me closer to my goals if I feed my mind with it? And if it didn't, I wouldn't do it. And that was because I had clarity on where I wanted to go, clarity on why I needed to do everything I could in all of my free moments to help move me closer to getting there. Number four, it gives you increased resilience. Understanding your why provides a strong foundation during difficult times. And when faced with challenges, having a clear sense of purpose helps you stay focused, resilient, and more likely to overcome obstacles, more likely to understand there are always going to be ebbs and flows in relationships. There's always going to be ebbs and flows in business. And it's going to give you that resiliency to push through the lows to get back to the highs. You'll always get back to the highs if you remain resilient and you do the work. Number five, improved well-being. Individuals who are connected to their why often experience greater satisfaction. When your actions align with your purpose, there's more sense of fulfillment and contentment that positively impacts your mental and obviously emotional health as well. Number six, effective leadership. For leaders, knowing and communicating the organization's why or knowing the why of your team members, this fosters a sense of shared purpose among each other. So it inspires loyalty, commitment, and also a collaborative culture, leading to higher levels of employee engagement and productivity. And this is why I believe that when you are first having someone come onto your team, it is extremely important for you to sit down with that team member and to go over what it is that drives them, what their why is, and have an understanding so you can help them get there. And sharing episode 1 through 3 is a great way to help them identify what is actually driving them, especially if they are new to the world of personal development and digging deeper and looking inward for answers. Number seven, attraction of like-minded individuals. If you have ever wanted to build a type of community for social media or for your brand or for your business or whatever it is, this is how you do it. When you are clear about your why, you are more likely to attract people who are similar in their values and beliefs. This applies to both personal relationships and professional collaborations and creating a supportive and aligned network. So if you've ever wanted to build community, this is how. Having a clear, purposeful message and repeating it over and over and over again, the right people are going to find you. And remember, people aren't going to buy into your product. They aren't going to buy into what you do. They are going to buy into why you do it. People will buy into you before they ever buy into any type of product, period. Number 8, innovation and creativity. This is one of my favorites because a strong sense of purpose will stimulate innovation and creativity. When you don't feel creative or you aren't inspired in what you do, it is usually because you are lacking the why you are doing it. And I found myself feeling this way even in the creation of this podcast. There was times when I felt a little bit bogged down and stressed out and how am I going to get this done? And I want to make this perfect. And I pulled myself out of that. And I remembered that I needed to just go back to my why. This was so much bigger than me. And the perfection of it does not matter. It's going to suck in the beginning. I'm going to have to improve. It's not going to be the perfect way that I envision it or want it to be. I realize I just have to take a step back and I take a moment and I think, wait a second, why am I even doing this? What is the bigger purpose behind this? Where am I going? This is something that I have to use my drive as the ammunition and I have to get back into that creation. A strong sense of purpose stimulates innovation and creativity. When individuals are driven by a higher cause, they are more likely to think outside of the box, explore new possibilities, and contribute to positive change. Number 9, building a legacy. Knowing your why allows you to create a message and a lasting impact and purpose that contributes to something that's greater than yourself. This is your legacy. This is what you are going to be able to leave behind. And it enables you to build that legacy that reflects your values and leaves a positive mark on this world. So you can really take what you're doing to a much higher place. And number 10, authenticity and congruence. Living in alignment with your why promotes authenticity. And that's what we really want at the end of the day. We want to be truest to ourselves. We want to be our most authentic self. And when our actions and our choices are congruent with our purpose, you present a genuine, authentic version of yourself to the world. It's powerful, right? It is. So now I want to ask you a question. Before I give you any tools, I want you to first consider your why, where it currently is at this state. And if you're part of the 99 percentile that your current why is a surface why, you realize that as we spoke about that in the beginning of the episode, that's okay. I just want you to think about the state of your current why in reference to your current work. And if you're currently a stay-at-home parent, you can still answer this because that is for sure a full-time job in itself. Anybody that doesn't acknowledge that obviously does not know what they're freaking talking about. And if you are jobless and seeking a new job, you can also still answer this. I just want you to think of it from the perspective of you in the terms of your future job. So in regards to work, I want you to think about this question. Why do you currently do what you do? What is the purpose? Let's let that sit for a second. Why are you currently doing what you do? Simon Sinek, author of Find Your Why, says that studies show over 80% of Americans do not have their dream job. If people knew their whys and if they knew how to build organizations that inspire, we could live in a world in which that the statistics was reverse. A world where 80% of people loved their jobs and people who are going to work become more creative, they become more productive, and in turn, they go home happier and then they have happier families. So because we had the tools and because we knew our purpose and because we were authentically ourselves and in an alignment with what we are meant for, the world would essentially become a better place. It's also said that many people advertise that they love their jobs, but deep down, they know that they're not in full alignment with that job and what they are truly meant to be doing. For the 20% of you who actually do love their job, I am so happy for you. And we still have a lot of digging to do with you, but for this next part, I want you to listen with an open mind. This next part is in regards to the 80% who don't love their job, but I want you to listen to it with the lens of being able to understand people on your team or those around you who are in the 80% who aren't obsessed with their job. Because to you, it might seem simple. To you, it might seem, well, if you don't love your job, just leave your job. But to them, it definitely goes beyond that. And for you to understand this, it can help you become a better leader as well. So let's explore why people might be in an opportunity with a job that they don't align with. And then this is going to all come together with understanding our purpose and understanding our why. So why do people stay in an opportunity that they don't want to be in or why it doesn't align with them? Number one, it could be lack of self-awareness. And real quick, I, as usual, just want to acknowledge you and give yourself gratitude and kudos because right now you are doing the work to have more self-awareness just by listening to this episode, just by making it this far in this episode. So be proud of yourself right now. But if you do know that you are experiencing a lack of self-awareness, well, I guess you wouldn't know that if you experienced that. But many individuals may not have a clear understanding of their own strengths, of their passions and their values. And that can make it very challenging for them to identify their dream job. And without that self-awareness, people may sometimes settle for roles that don't align with their authentic self. Number two, why this could happen is the societal pressures and expectations. Sometimes it's societal expectations, sometimes it's expectations of family, but the pursuit of financial stability or the pressure to follow conventional career paths can lead individuals to choose jobs that are socially acceptable but not personally fulfilling. And then these external pressures may override personal aspirations. And that almost was me. My entire life when I was little, I was told, if you want to make money, you have to be a doctor or a lawyer. And so I used to get bloody noses when I was little. I first wanted to be a doctor. And then when I realized I didn't actually like blood that much, I realized, I guess I got to be a lawyer. I went all through college. I got a degree in criminology and I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a lawyer. And I took my LSAT and everything. But when it was time to graduate college and go to law school, I was seeing all of my friends that were accruing all of this debt. And I wanted to travel. I wanted to see the world. And also, I didn't come from money. I've been on my own financially since I was 17. And I didn't know how I was going to put myself through law school. And I think at certain points of law school, you're not even supposed to have a job. And so I was like, maybe I just take a year off. And I go down south. I go move to Miami. I work in the nightclubs. I stack some cash. I travel a little bit. And I take off from law school. And so I did that. I went and worked at one of the top clubs down in Miami. Then that offered an opportunity to move out to Vegas, do the same. I remember that when it came down to taking my LSAT again, all of my friends were getting out of law school at this point, and I had this drive to go to law school simply because my family members expected me to go to law school. I had been saying it for, at that point, 23 years. I'm going to law school, 22 years, however long. I remember making a pros and cons list, and my friends were all in debt. My friends that had graduated law school were all unhappy. They weren't making money. I had been making way more money than them by working in a nightclub in Las Vegas. And I had also been traveling. I was happier. I had more free time. And I made this pros and cons list of be an entrepreneur or go to law school. And the list of pros for being an entrepreneur was so long. And I remember I had this book that told me that a first year law student made, I think it was $60,000. This is like back in 2014. I don't know if that's still true, but I just remember thinking that I was going to go through 3 years of law school, put myself in hundreds of thousands of debt, and then make less than what I'm making currently working in a nightclub. I'm going to go the entrepreneur route. But if I wasn't exposed to people, I had friends that had opened up online businesses. If I hadn't been exposed to those people, I would not, or the people that got me the jobs in Miami and in Las Vegas, or exposed to the people that had opened their online businesses and showed me what was possible, my ass would have ended up in law school because I didn't have the awareness and I had the pressure and the expectation that I had to go. Now, also, I want to credit my family. When I told them I made the decision that I wasn't going to go, they were very supportive. They've always been very supportive. But that just goes to show, if you don't have the right exposure or awareness, your path can end up completely different. Number three, fear of change. Sometimes leaving a job and pursuing our passions and stepping out of our comfort zone, which we all know is very hard to do sometimes, can be very intimidating. Fear of the unknown or fear of failure or fear of financial instability may discourage individuals from taking the leap to find their dream job. Number four, for why people will stay in these jobs that they don't love: limited opportunities or resources, economic factors, lack of educational opportunities or geographical constraints that limit access to their dream jobs. Not everyone may be aware of the resources or circumstances to pursue their ideal career path. And from everything I've said so far, this is why networking is so important. This is why making friends with as many people as you can, showing up to the events, talking to people, asking questions, learning about what people do is so crucial, because you can meet one person that tells you the path that they're on, or you can listen to one podcast. A podcast can expose you to new information, or watch a YouTube video, whatever it is going to be. And you can learn that it is not only, if it's possible for them, it can be possible for you. So these limited ideas, limited resources, limited opportunities, a lack of self-awareness, this can all be completely changed just because you show up and you expose yourself to these conversations. Number five, organizational culture and leadership. A lot of the times people will stay in an opportunity that they don't necessarily want to be in, but they're so connected and attached to the culture that it involves, so they will stay. And on the flip side, sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes it can be organizational cultures might not prioritize employee well-being, or they might not prioritize personal growth or job satisfaction. And the management practices can contribute to an environment where employees feel stuck and just unmotivated and put them in a depression almost. I've seen that too, where people have been in opportunities that they feel just helpless because they're in such a toxic environment with their leadership, and they just don't know what to do. And it almost puts them in this freeze-like state. And then finally, number six, the economic realities for some people, that they need to meet their immediate financial obligations or support their families, may sometimes take precedence over pursuing a dream job. So economic realities can often dictate career choices. And to that, I always say, well, we'll talk about this more later, but we got to freaking hustle. And I believe in soft girl season. I believe in living a healthy lifestyle where you turn off work, but there are seasons that you do need to hustle. And that's why the word hustle getting canceled a few years back really just frustrates me, because you cannot reach levels of success without putting in some type of hustle. When you see these soft girl eras on Instagram and people that are like in their la da 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 mode, I only work 4 hours a day, whatever, they had to do a lot of work to get there in the first place. So don't forget that. And that messaging, I feel like, is false advertisement, in my opinion. But these factors can all interplay in complex ways, and individuals can experience these things in various ways. So addressing these challenges requires a combination of personal introspection, but sometimes it also requires us shifting our care to how others are perceiving us. So the judgment of others, how we are taking that in and holding that on. We got to let that go. And then also how we release the expectations or the societal pressures, we have to let that go as well. So let's reframe our mindset. If we are in the position of not wanting to do what we are currently doing, if we are in that 80% that are unhappy with our current job, which is such a sad, sad statistic, but it's my hope that as Gen Z continues to evolve and all of these opportunities and more information continues to evolve, that statistic will shrink. But those reasons that we just went over, those can either be your cage if you allow it to be. They can be the reasons that it keeps you in positions that you don't want to be in. Or you can reframe it from it being the cage to becoming the pressure. Pressure makes diamonds. Pressure is a good thing. The pressure that propels you towards what you truly want to be doing. So every moment, what I mean by this is every moment that you have disdain that you don't want to have to clock in, or you don't want to send that email, or you don't want to be on that call, whatever it is that is in your position that you are not obsessed with, every time you are feeling that resistance, use that as the pressure to push you out of this and the ammunition to position you into doing the things that you do want to be in. Remember in episode 2, we learned that in order to create real change, there has to be pain tied to the past, present, and the future. So it's important to ask yourself, what does it look like if I don't do the work within myself? If I don't gather the tools and the awareness to leave something I don't want to be in, how do I end up in a few years from now if I stay on the same path? What do I lose by staying content and stuck? Why is it important for me to create this change? Now that we have some awareness to where we currently are, remember, this isn't everyone. I know that everyone is in a job that we don't love. For the 20% that do love your job, you're listening to this portion in the lens of people that are going to be leaving their current positions and coming onto your team and able to empathize with where they are currently at and a better understanding of them. Or this might even be a family member that you are able to now understand a little bit better. Now let's circle back to the first point, lack of self-awareness. We only know what we know. This comes down to exposure. We've talked a lot about this, who we have been around, who has mentored us. And this is why it is so important to say yes to new opportunities, to sign up for the online class, to do the online business, to make new friends, to find new communities, to show up to that event in your community, to talk to people, to ask questions. Networking is everything. Exposure is everything. Proximity to positive and successful people is everything. A lot of the times people in the 80% might not be putting themselves out there or saying yes to the opportunities enough in order to gain the exposure and the tools to get them to places that they want to be. So if you are in that 80%, that is my first advice for you, is make sure you are putting yourself out there. Even if you are an introvert, even if you are antisocial, remember your body wants to choose a familiar hell. It wants to keep you comfortable. It's going to justify that you have social anxiety, but the only way to cure those things is exposure therapy. Doing it and being uncomfortable even when you don't want to. If you don't do this, you will continue to be in the same situation, in the same patterns. So getting uncomfortable is better than being in this unhappy pattern. Now let's circle back to our whys and our surface why, or the thought you had when I asked you to think about why it is you do what you do. When I was first asked my why, I had first entered a sales position in 2016. I had been in sales in the nightclubs for years, and the nightclubs were pretty serious sales. I mean, we were selling $100,000 bottles. It was not a random tiny club. I was working in the top nightclubs in the world. I went into the sales industry, and it was a whole nother world of personal development and psychology behind the sales. When they asked me my why, I had never been asked that before. I had never even heard of the concept. My first answer was, at the time, someone very close to me, he had cancer. I wanted to be able to make enough funds to be able to send him to a holistic facility I had researched, and I didn't have the money to do that at that time, but I wanted to be able to do that and take care of him. And today he is 100% cancer free. I didn't even do that. His doctors were amazing and God is good. But that why, as noble and as sweet as it is, that's the first thing that I thought of. But that ultimately, as wonderful as it sounds, it is a surface why without even intending for it to be. If our why is not deeply tied to self, it's not going to be a game changer for us. So fast forward, my why has evolved so much over time, but I always come back to one of my first core memories. I remember attending a church ceremony and the pastor had given the entire room a book. The book was called The Purpose-Driven Life. And in that sermon, the pastor said, every single one of us has a purpose. We were put on this planet for a reason. And my dad, he had actually passed away when I was 18 years old. He was addicted to heroin my entire life and also most of his entire life. He died in his 40s, and he had been addicted to heroin since he was, I believe, 12 years old. He always struggled with demons, and most of the people that he encountered were also drug addicts. And although I'm sure he impacted people in positive ways, he always told me I was his greatest accomplishment. And so between that church ceremony and my dad saying that to me, there's always been this deep knowing and fire within myself that I had to do something extremely meaningful, purposeful, impactful. And throughout the years, I've found different ways to put myself in positions where I can meet more people and I can help them. It's something that I love to do, and it's something I internally feel a need to do. It is how I honor my dad's legacy, and it pains me if I feel that I am not living up to that purpose. I have to get up. I have to make movement. I have to do these things. And it can be a heavy weight sometimes. I also have to do it for me. People that bullied me when I was growing up and told me that I was lazy or that I wasn't good enough, it's a chip on my shoulder that I have to be great no matter what I do, what it's going to be. And this is a little bit vulnerable. I'll share this because I'm asking you to dig deeper with this as well. But I have a lot of hows with my drive, with that purpose. And it has evolved to this point now that my dream goal and why I do what I do is, one, for myself, because I have to fulfill this purpose. But two, I would like to be in a financial position where I can essentially retire and I don't need monetary income in what I'm doing, where I can put my focus on creating a nonprofit opportunity for children of addicts, children of divorces, and a platform where all of these children all around the country, all around the world, they can come to, and they are able to know that they too have opportunities, that they are not victims of their circumstances, that they do have a purpose themselves. And I want it to be a place where these kids can come and that they can utilize tools and resources to learn. They could be entrepreneurs if they wanted to. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, I thought I had to be a doctor or a lawyer if I wanted to make money. I thought opening a business was only for rich people because that's all I was exposed to at the time. I didn't realize it was a possibility for me, or else I would have been dreaming up businesses I was going to create from a very young age. And I want to be able to provide these kids lessons on finances, on investing, on taking care of things that they don't learn about in school. And I would love it to be completely free for them. So now that is what my focus is. And this podcast is a stepping stone into getting to that place as I continue to build my platform, as I continue to build my network, as I continue to build my impact and my credibility in hopes to make this massive impact on our future generations to come. So my why, it is very deep. It is very clear. I know where I'm going. I know the pains of what happens if I do not get there. I know the chips on my shoulder of why I want to do this in the first place. I know my purpose behind it. So your why, in simplest terms, It is the belief that you have, and it is going to be what drives you to get you to your future self. Let's now talk about the layers of your why that I keep mentioning and beginning to uncover your own layers. So I want you to imagine your why as an onion with the different layers of the onion representing different levels of truth to what is going to actually drive you. So for a business owner, the outer layer might be the surface why. The tangible goals, increasing revenue or expanding market share. These are essential, but they're not the deepest motivations as we've gone into. And for new entrepreneurs or someone that is hearing about a why for the first time, a lot of the times, anyone I've mentored, 99% of the time, it's going to be, I need to make X amount of money for this person or for that person, or to give my family the life that we deserve. So that is typically the surface why, doing something monetarily or doing something for someone. If we pull back the layer, we're going to move into the more meaningful why, the middle layer. And if it's a business, we're probably going to be considering the cultural aspects of the business, the values, the principles, the unique characteristics that set our company apart. But the middle layer, this represents a deeper understanding of why you do what you do beyond the traditional aspects. So you can use your surface why as the truth, but why do you want that? Why is it important for you to make that money? Why is it important for you to do this for that person? On a personal aspect, let's look at the surface why and ask ourselves more questions around it. So we ask why. We just keep asking it over and over again. The whys, the what's, and the hows to create a deeper understanding, as well as beginning to tie it to emotion. Remember, we have to tie it to pleasure or pain. What this looks like if it does happen and what it looks like if it does not. Why is making that money important to your family, as well as beginning to tie it to emotion, pleasure and pain. What does it look like if this does happen? What does it look like if it does not happen? Why is it important for you to make that money for your family? Why do you feel like your family deserves this? You want to really ask yourself these questions because it's going to pull things out that you're probably not expecting it to pull out. You can give me a surface answer right now, but I promise you, if you get really reflective on this and you put pen to paper and use the worksheet, you're going to surprise yourself with some of the things that are going to come up. What would it look like if you accomplished this? How would it feel? Why does feeling this way mean so much to you? What would your life look like? What would this change help? What would it improve? What would it prevent? Who would you tell? Who would be proud of you? And if it didn't happen, who would be disappointed? What is your ultimate destination? As you go through these questions, take yourself through the pain and the pleasure of reaching this goal. Now, to peel back to the core, to the true, real, the impactful why, this is where your passion resides. This is going to be the profound core belief that drives you beyond profit margins and market competition, that drives you past the monetary goal. This is the deep knowing inside of you, the fire inside of you that you have to do this. It is in your blood, in your DNA, that you are going to get this done. This is the legacy you want to leave behind. This is the chip on your shoulder that you are going to prove someone wrong. This is going to be the positive impact that you leave on this world and the change that you want to see. I hope that this has never happened to you, but if anyone has ever doubted you, if anyone has ever told you you are not good enough or that you would never make it or you would never be successful, thank you. Thank them. Thank them for doing that for you, because that is your chip on your shoulder to prove them the frick wrong. Anyone who has ever hurt you, you are going to shift that into a positive ammunition, because you know that you being successful is true. That is your belief. You are going to do it. You are going to use that as a chip. You do know that you are meant for more. And this is the core of what is going to make you jump out of bed in the mornings, because your dreams are waiting for you and you have to get up and chase them. You're not going to lay around and wait for them to happen or wonder why they're not going to happen, because you already know why they haven't been happening. We just learned those things. Now you're going to get up and chase them because you know why you need to. You know the pain if you do not. And this is going to be what excites you in making this dream and vision coming true, is having this extreme clarity. An example, your surface why. It might be to be in a job and to make, we'll just throw out a number, let's say $100,000, or we can say $200,000, to help your family. That would be the surface why. Your middle why would be why you want to do that. You want to make the $200,000 so you can help with the medical bills, get out of debt, relieve stress from yourself and from the people you love around you. And then if we peel that layer back even more, obviously there would be way more within that middle, but just for time's sake, if we pull that layer back one more layer, your real why is going to be you have to make that $200,000 because you have to create the positive change in your family and be the light worker and the leader that helps everybody have a more positive outlook on life. And you are going to reach the next level in success. You are going to prove to everyone who ever doubted you that yes, you can. You are going to put yourself in the position that you can start that nonprofit or you can do that community service project that you're dreaming of or whatever it is, and you can live and have finally that life of freedom that you are desiring. I need you right now to visualize it. I need you to feel it. I need you to believe it, because until you believe it, you will not achieve it. You are going to achieve it though, because you are going to believe it. Your why, your vision of where you are going or where your team is going has to be so crystal clear. And once it is, ask yourself again, why is this important to you? Why will it make all of the difference for you and the people around you? Understanding and articulating this core why, like we mentioned in the beginning, just to wrap it up, to sum it all up, it is crucial because again, this is what is the guiding force to all of the decision making, to the strategy. It's what is going to attract your community, what's going to attract your like-minded employees, your loyal customers, and it's what forms the basis of meaningful partnerships. It's going to give you the vision and reaction to the pressure that propels you to the next level. Don't like your current job or situation? It's time to sacrifice and put in more times in a side hustle or take the online night classes or attend you to university and learn whatever it is that you need to learn to get to where you're going or whatever you need to do so you can create the opportunity for your exit from the life that you don't love and entrance into the life that you do. Great reward does not come without sacrifice. And this may mean you have less time for relaxation and less time for family time for a season or for friend time for a season. For a short amount of time, you may have to sacrifice those things. But were you even relaxing during that relaxation time, or was it comfort slowly killing you as you starved your true dreams and potential? When you align your business or personal goals with your core why, it will become a powerful source of inspiration and resilience. It's what connects customers on a deeper level, and it's what's going to keep you and your team motivated even in the most challenging times. Knowing and communicating your core why is not just a competitive advantage. This is the essence that makes your business truly purposeful, driven, and impactful. So again, not even from a personal aspect, but as a business owner, don't stop at your surface why. I'm encouraging you to dive deeper into the layers of your organizational onion to discover and leverage the authentic core that is going to fuel sustained success and a positive contribution to this world. Now, if you are still struggling on digging past the surface why, not to worry. I have designed another deep dive activity for you and for your team on discovering your personal why and your team's why. As we've discussed, finding your true why requires a deep level of self-introspection and self-discovery. So obviously, listening to this episode one time might not have brought you there. You may have an enlightening thought or a new thought that has come to your mind of what is actually driving you, but I encourage you to do this worksheet as it will help you dig deeper. And we really have only scratched the surface in this episode, but this activity provides you an abundance of questions to help you find your own answers within. And then I want to also suggest you can also consider working with a career coach, a mentor, a therapist, a life coach. I work with a life coach. It has been absolutely life-changing. She started as my therapist 3 years ago, and then we transitioned into her being my life coach, which has been absolutely amazing. But having someone that you can kind of talk things through with, they can offer valuable perspectives and tools to help you uncover your true why as well. And remember, finding your true why is an ongoing process, and it's okay if it evolves over time. Just be patient with yourself and embrace the journey of self-discovery. That is a wrap on episode 3. Thank you so much, as always, for being with me today. I am so grateful for you. And if you loved this episode, if it helped you in any way, please add it to your team resources. Share it with a friend that may need it. Share it with your team, your family. Tag us on Instagram. And if you haven't already, please subscribe. Get that hit of dopamine by leaving us a review. I would appreciate it so much. And I will have so much gratitude. I wish you the best in your day today. And if you have any questions, or if you have anything you would like us to expand on from today's episode, please DM me at the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast. And I will see you on next week's episode. My name is Krista Slonicki, and this is the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast.